The conference will now begin.
The lady told us the conference now begins. Okay, the conference begins. Here we go. Okay, let me just hear just quickly. Yeah, you hear me clearly, Sam? Yeah? Okay, good. I never know with this internet stuff. All right, here we go. Good to be back, Baruch Hashem, after now a new year of Torah learning. So this is the Rosh Hashanah, and now we're back. Now it's fresh. You know, taking a few days off from nothing, you know, the heart grows fonder. When you start learning the words, the sweet words of L'chut Halacha, L'chut Maran again, it's a very, very sweet thing. Just one note, they're having a big, you know, we use the BRI version of the L'chut Halacha that just came out a few months ago, and Breslov Research Institute is having a big, big gathering, Shirim, with Weinberger's on it, and Guy Fenster, and Birietti and different wrestlers are going to give different beautiful shirim some Wednesday night, I think at 8 or 7, I don't know, but they're looking to raise money in order to continue putting out Swarm like we're using right now. They're trying to work currently on the second volume of what we're doing, and we're not there yet, but, you know, day by day we're moving pretty rapidly. So it's good to go look that up, BRI.org or something, and, you know, sign up for their event Wednesday night. Okay, so let's continue here. We are on page 22. 91. Sorry, I was looking at Halakha 2. Page 91. So we've been discussing, again, the Halakha of waking up in the morning. It's the first Halakha in Shulchan Aruch. He's Gabri Kari Batlam of the Boker. Lavuris Boro. You have to wake up like a lion in the morning to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the reason why we wake up, to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shehehu Ma'ura Shachar. You should wake up in the morning. And the Ramah adds, Shivisi Hashem, the Negisamer, I always place Hashem opposite me. So we've been discussing the sugya of Taibas Mammon. We've been discussing the sugya of being obsessed, being totally controlled with money, and different inyanim about that, whether a person is obsessed with money because he has a sickness of some degree. If a person is obsessed with money, he just wants to continue buying more and more property in this world. He finds that this world, there's a reason to continue to expand himself and acquire more and more in this world for some reason. Taibas Mammon, a person becomes very stingy, doesn't want to give any tzedakah. It's a big problem. And the way we break out of that, Rabbi Nachman told us, is that through giving tzedakah in a real way, in an mystic way, in a happy way, in a way of simcha and dveikus, to give tzedakah will help a person break out of that Taibas Mammon. Now, Rabbi Nachman here in the Torah specifically, it's on this another way. Because Rabbi Nachman told us that Taibas Mammon, this desire for mammonus, is a bechina of laila, of choshech, of darkness. It puts a person to sleep. It blinds a person you cannot see. Because Taibas Mammon is an inyan of kfira, of denying Kodesh Baruch Hu. The person had a tremendous emunah in Hashem, where a person would have emunah in Hashem to the degree that he's supposed to, that he's capable of, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives him the wherewithal to have. If a person would have that emunah, then he wouldn't be constantly running after money. He would believe that a Kodesh Baruch Hu could take care of him. When he does business, it would be Masa Umatin Be'emunah, which means two things. Lahalachal, he wouldn't try to cut corners. And he would do Masa Umatin, the Hishtadlus. The actual work that he does would be done with Emunah, which means the balance of Emunah and Bitachon and Hishtadlus. To the degree that you need to work, you go to work. But you believe in a Kodesh Baruch Hu that he will take care of you. You don't have to put 26 hours a day into working. You don't have to make 6,000 phone calls to this guy because he's like the big deal you've been waiting for. But Kodesh Baruch Hu will take care. And the more Emunah you have, the less Taibas Mammon there will be. So Taibas Mammon is an inyan of Kfira. And the way we break that is with Emunah. Rabbi Nachman teaches us a big secret. He says, you should know that if you wake up in the morning bezrizus, that will help you fight against Kfira, will help you fight against Taibas Mammon. Because when you wake up is Zerizis, Rabbi Nachman taught us, to wake up with energy, to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that means, that comes from Emunah. The Koch of Emunah, Mat Modana, the Fonecha, Melech, Kavik, and Shechazai, to be Nishmasi, the Chemla, Kodesh Baruch Hu, you give back our Nishama with your compassion. Rabbi Emunah Secha, how great our Emunah is in you. And Rabbi Nachman taught us, when you wake up with that Emunah, like a fireball, you wake up ready to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu, to do Negelwasser, Asher Yotzer, to get dressed, Tzitzis, or whatever your vote is, if you're a lady. and you wake up with that emunah, when then you actualize that emunah through your zrizus, then Rabbi Nelson, according to Rabbi Nachman, changes the words a little bit, or the understanding. When we say modani finecha melechai v'gam shechazari to be nishmasi b'chemla, rab emunah secha, how great we're building up our emunah in you. First, the emunah is that we trust that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us back our neshama. And we thank a Kadosh Baruch Hu for that. How great our emunah is in you, that you, really, you're a God that's ne'eman, that you're trustworthy. You give back our neshama. And then when we wake up with that zerizus, because we believe a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us our neshama, we feel that we just want to daven and learn and even go to work with emunah, and we actualize that, then we're building up our own koach of emunah, breaking the tivus mammon, and in that way, we'll continue now. We're going to see what's going to happen when a person does actualize it. So says Rabbi Nelson in page 91. The last paragraph, it's tzarich she'eloh his gabus l'shabus Hashem. And you need, I take it back. We are not on page 91. Sam, you didn't catch me. We're on page 93. No one caught me on that one. Page 93, second paragraph. U'kishazoch l'halus nashay b'shiras Hashem. Now, when you wake up strong, and when you build your koach of emunah, then what you're doing also, based on Rabbi Nachman, is that we're focusing our kochos. We have a lot of desires, a lot of ritzonos that flow through our body. Many, many different things. Some good, some not so good. They're all over the place. When you are working on your emunah, you're working on the koach of echad. Because everything at the end of the day is all one. It's all Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. It's one, oneness. When we work on the koach of emunah, and specifically in this Torah, waking up bizrizus, which is the actualization of emunah in our Torah, what you're doing is you're trying to focus all your kochos, all your energies, to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And in that way, when you focus, when a person knows, anybody who's at work, or anybody who's learning, or anytime you're dealing with another person, and you're able to focus all of your kochos and all your energies to that one in you, work, learning, that person that you're talking to, doesn't matter. You're in the zone, and everything in that inyan gets raised up. That conversation is going to be a very powerful conversation. That learning that you're going to do is going to be a very powerful learning. So we're going to raise it up. That inyan at work, you focus on that report that you have to do. You're focusing on that client in the appropriate way. Of course, everything's up to Kadosh Baruch Hu, but you're going to put your best foot forward with all your kochos. So Rabbi Nelson says, okay, Shazokha Bahalas Nafshim. When you're able to raise up your nefesh through focusing your kochos, through breaking the shena, through breaking the night, the sleepiness, which is that fira that comes by nighttime. You're going to create a yichud, a unification, which they discuss in Kabbalah, but in Hasidus it is discussed. And we say it by, before we do mitzvah, L'shem Yichud Kutshabrich HaShchintei. Every mitzvah we say. L'shem Yichud Kutshabrich HaShchintei is a combination of two aspects of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. One is called Kutshabrich, which is called Teferis. One is called Shchintei, which is Malchus. And when you serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu with the proper actions and the proper mindfulness, you've now made a Yichud, a unification called Kutshabrich HaShchintei. And then your avodah gets sent up to Shemayim because it's a very powerful avodah. And then you will benefit greatly. Your life will benefit because you elevated yourself, and then a Kadosh Baruch Hu will send down Shefa to you. That's what it means to ma'orer the shachar, like the Shulchan Aruch says. To awaken the shachar, the darkness. La'orer ayel the shachar, la'zivug la'orer ayel the shachar, which is the sphere of Malchus, Shuntei. When we do our avodah, when we do our mitzvahs properly with kavana, we're breaking the kfir, the darkness. We're bringing morning, we're bringing daylight, we're bringing clarity into our life. And in that way, Kodesh Baruch Hu will then send down Shefa into our life to continue our revolt. So he says, Rabbi Nelson says, that's what it explains in the Shulchan Aruch is Gaber Kari. If anybody has any questions, feel free to jump in. I don't know if you're muted, maybe you are, but I think you can unmute yourself if you have any questions. Vizet Perish is Gaber Kari. In the morning, says the Shulchan Aruch, you have to awaken yourself strong, like a lion, like the Mishnah Perkei Avos. This meaning of waking up like a lion is means to gather together the nefashos. Whether it's a tzaddik, whether it's a tzaddik who gathers his talmidim together, those different souls together, as a chabur, a kehila, or it's a person who gathers together his different ratzonim, his different desires. Rabbi Nachman tells us in Torah Yud Gimel, Bechinas, where do you see that the word ari, a lion, has anything to do with gathering together? Yitz Gaber Kari means wake up strong. Rabbi Nachman is telling us from Rabbi Nachman, no, we're gathering together our kochos, our energy. Where do you see that in this words? You can't just make it up. Everything that Rabbi Nachman says is based on a svar. It's based on rayas. You can't just make up whatever you want. That's why sometimes Chassidus has a bad rap. Sometimes people think that it's just made up. But Rabbi Nachman is very makbid. He's a big lamed. He was very makbid to show where he got everything, to show you that he's not joking. It's not fluff. So he brings a pasuk, b'chinas shir shir, and the pasuk says, "Arisi morim b'son," that I gather together my mori, mir, they translate mir, a bitter b'samim, in b'samim with my sweet smelling spices. So you see, aris is Russian ari, lion. So yizgabir kari means that you wake up in the morning strong, also means to wake up strong, meaning to gather my kochos together. Like a lion, when he gets up, he's sleeping, he's down, but when he gets up, he brings his whole body together, and he wakes up. So look at 41 on the bottom. 41 on the bottom, if you have the safer. A person's will, his ratzon, his deep desires, is directly linked to his soul. His evil desires have the power to blemish his soul. His holy desires have the power to embellish his soul. Our deep desires are directly connected to our neshama, our soul. And therefore, if it's good, your neshama is going to get more powerful. If your desires are bad, you're going to unfortunately blemish in some way. Not the soul itself, but outer layers of the soul that to us feel like it's a blemish of the soul. This is the deeper meaning of the pasuk we just mentioned. I have gathered my mir, however you pronounce it, with my spice. Mir, an aromatic resin with a bitter taste, alludes to the bitterness of the soul blemished by a person's base wants and inclinations. This typhus. So we, every single person, has to some degree some typhus. And when you're working together to gather those desires which are not good, with the spice, the summum, which alludes to the pleasant scent that perfumes the soul as a result of its spiritual yearnings and aspirations. Not even accomplishments. We're talking about aspirations and yearnings, desire. That's ratzon. Each person who comes to the tzaddik, the sage, comes with his soul and its various wills and desires. You know that you have to go to the tzaddik and you have to go to Talmid Chacham or Rebbe to help you. And when you come with baggage. Good baggage and bad baggage. Certain desires that you need to work on, tivus mammon, etc. But you also come with a strong desire. The reason why you're even coming to the tzaddik must be because you have a deep desire to grow and to learn. Now the tzaddik, what does he do? If he's a real tzaddik and he knows what he's doing, he gathers all those wills, either all the different people or within you. He gathers together all your ratzonos, the exalted as well as the fallen, in order to elevate them, right? He's going to focus you. Because even in those, okay, Tivus Mammon, we know and we've learned that even mammonous money has a tremendous koach of elukus within it. Money could be used in a very proactive, powerful way to get tzedakah, etc. And then we'd be able to raise that up and arouse the tov, the goodness, within that type to elevate them. The verse from Shir Shirim thus reads, the tzaddik says, I have gathered the blemish and the bitterness of the soul together with the pleasant fragrances and that stem from the soul's desire to serve Hashem. That's what a tzaddik does. Anybody who's ever been connected to a tzaddik knows that's what the tzaddik does. He focuses you to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It could be that learning and davening and giving tzedakah, that doesn't mean they're different. It's one focus to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And you feel connected to that, and you feel raised up by that. That's what a tzaddik does. Let's quickly finish here. I know we've gone over, but you can leave whenever you like. Says Rabbi Nachman, page 94. We're going to have to continue this tomorrow. But through this avoda of gathering together, focusing all your kochos, which is an avoda, to do it by yourself is one thing, or to go to a tzaddik who helps you. But when you do that, you draw upon yourself Hashgach Hashem from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you're all over the place, Ki'ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't see. You're all over the place. You're in pieces. But when you focus yourself and you're in one place, then you're allowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu to see you in a focused, calm way. And then Hashem's eye, watchful eye, is on you. And then you know who you become? The apple of his eye. Because what happens, we get close to the koach of Hashem's vision, which comes through the Torah. We learn. Hashem sees the world through the Torah. We're not going to go into the pinimius now, but Hashem sees the world and sees us through the Torah. Therefore, if you're connected deeply to the Torah, Hashem sees you. Hashem always sees us. But sometimes he pretends like he doesn't see us. And that's our own fault, because we pretend like we don't see him because we're not connected to the Torah Kedoshim. We're there right now, we're at the Shavuos. We're trying to add more strength to our Torah that we're already learning. Maybe add another few minutes a day or a day. And that way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see why. Because I place Hashem opposite me. Because when you learn Torah, you're looking at Hashem. Therefore, if we're looking at him, we're looking at the Torah, we're looking at him. And then when we look at him, Hashem looks right back at us. We should be zochem at Hashem to try to focus our kochos, to wake up the zrizus, the emunah, to continually, every single day, work in our emunah. Stronger and stronger. Every nekuda that we believe that a Kadosh Baruch Hu runs this moment, that's an emunah. To talk to Kadosh Baruch Hu, be his boitidus, to think about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, be his boitidus. And that way we'll draw down Torah into our lives, draw down Hashem HaShleimah, and Mitzvah Hashem will continue tomorrow. And Hashem, have a beautiful day.